Where does Chris Evans fall on your sexiest man alive scale?
That's a tough one because he's definitely sexy, but he's all right. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, he's better than Matthew McConaughey, you know, but he's not as sexy as Chris Hemsworth. So I don't know. Of all the Chris's, I'd put him, he's in the top five.
All right, so let's go back in time, and you have to pick one of them. So you're either going to pick 2022 Chris Evans or 1985 Sexiest Man Alive Mel Gibson.
Ew, Mel Gibson was never sexy. Definitely Chris Evans.
So you're going Chris Evans.
Yeah, I mean, even Mel Gibson at his hottest when he was, I don't know, I didn't know him when he was like, let's say 19. I never found him attractive. I don't like him at all. I don't think he's a good act. I never got Mel Gibson.
So in 85, you were, what are they doing? Why is he the sexiest man alive?
Well, I was a child, so it would have been weird to look at Mel Gibson that way.
Oh, okay. Chris Evans or Harry Hamlin from 1987, Sexiest Man?
Here's what's interesting. I never found Harry Hamlin attractive until now. Harry Hamlin just turned 70, and I saw him on, I guess he was on one of the Real Housewives shows. He's married to Lisa Rinna, who's one of the housewives.
Mm-hmm.
She had a party for him. 70 years old. He is fine.
You'd hit that.
Oh, my God. He's a snack and a half. Yes. Yes. I've never been into older men, but I'm telling you, 70-year-old Harry Hamlin, I mean, not that he'd want to have me 9 days till Sunday because
his
wife is pretty hot. Yeah. But I wouldn't kick him out of bed now. I didn't find him attractive back then. He was too, like, he was too pretty boy, but like, I don't like that plastic pretty boy.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's sexy and rough and rugged and oh, yeah.
All right. Chris Evans or 1988 Sexiest Man Alive, John F. Kennedy Jr.
Yeah, I don't think I have a real reference to him. I mean, obviously I know who he is, but
right.
And I guess he was attractive. I know he dated Sarah Jessica Parker, so clearly celebrities found him attractive. He dated a couple of celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
No, definitely Chris Evans.
Chris Evans. Okay. Chris Evans or 1989 Sexiest Man, Sean Connery.
Ew. He's an old man.
But I'm telling you, you have to pick the 1989 Sean Connery, which you're not going to.
He was always an old man. No, I'll tell you why he was always an old man. Because remember, he was James Bond. He was 007.
Right.
Where he looked like an old man.
And he wasn't the greatest when it came to women.
That's right. He has a history of abusing women. So there's that also. No, definitely Chris Evans. Please tell me everybody said Chris Evans on that one.
88% said Chris Evans. 12% said Sean Connery.
That's dangerous. Okay.
All right. Chris Evans or 1990s Sexiest Man? 1990s Sexiest Man. Think about that. Tom Cruise. And he's still a movie star now.
Yeah. Wow. That's crazy. Yeah. I'm going Tom Cruise.
You're going Tom Cruise?
Yeah. You know why? Because back then when he was like young, he was really hot. Before we knew he was a batshit crazy guy and jumping on couches and acting bizarre, like before his bizarre behavior, he was a hottie.
Oh, so you're picking Tom Cruise over Chris Evans.
Go rewatch Risky Business and you tell me that Tom Cruise in Risky Business wasn't the man muffin that you would want to just take home and gobble down.
Chris Evans or 1991's Sexiest Man, Patrick Swayze.
I think for a second who that was. Right, from Ghost.
Ghost, yeah.
Not attractive at all. Looks like a daddy. No, not at all. Not attractive.
You're not going to. All right, let's skip to people you know. Chris Evans or 1994's Sexiest Man, Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves all day long. There, you know what? If you should be doing this category with me and Keanu Reeves. You should be like, blah, 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 Sexiest Man Alive, or Keanu Reeves. I will always choose Keanu Reeves. He's the sexiest man alive always.
It's the 1994's Keanu Reeves, so this is...
All of them.
This is a few years outside of Bill and Ted.
I'm taking every...
This is Bill and Ted 2.
I don't care. I'm taking every incarnation of Keanu Reeves that there is. He was sexy as a kid. He was sexy as an adult. He was sexy as a man. He's sexy now. Yeah, Keanu Reeves, all day.
All right, Chris Evans or 1995's sexiest man alive, Brad Pitt. And you got to pick the 1995 Brad Pitt.
Oh, yeah, no, 1995 Brad Pitt. That was, yeah, that was Thelma and Louise Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, please, come on. You have to pick Brad Pitt.
Okay, you picking Brad Pitt now compared to Chris Evans?
It's funny you would say that because Brad Pitt is currently on the cover of GQ magazine and they made him look like a corpse. He looks like he's been dead for 6 months and they've propped him up with like just bottles of formaldehyde. It is the strangest photo. He looks like, seriously, he looks dead. It's the most bizarre thing in the world. So if that's what Brad Pitt looks like now, no, thank you. So yeah, 1990, whatever, Brad Pitt, yes.
1995, okay. So you're going to pick Chris Evans, or this is going to be a hard one for you. 96's sexiest man alive, Denzel Washington.
Oh. Denzel Washington in 1996.
That's who you're
really
picking.
Really hot. He was really hot. Yeah, no, I'm going Denzel.
Chris Evans or 97's sexiest man, George Clooney?
Yeah, I never got the George. George Clooney's a good-looking man. I understand. I look at him and I go, yeah, I get it. I see what women see in him. I'm not pretending like he's ugly or anything. He's very handsome. He's just not my type. I like more of a little bit of a pretty boy, which Chris Evans is. So I'm going Chris Evans.
All right, I'm going to skip ahead a little bit. 22's Chris Evans or 2008's sexiest man, Hugh Jackman?
Ugh, no. That was bizarre. He's never been handsome.
I'm interested about this one. 2022's Chris Evans compared to 2009's Johnny Depp.
Oh, that's a hard one.
Take out the past 5 years.
I know. Johnny Depp, when he was like at his peak and he was just incredibly handsome. Johnny Depp, when he was doing right before,
like the first Pirates.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, Johnny Depp.
Okay. Chris Evans or 2010's sexiest man, Ryan Reynolds?
What's interesting about Ryan Reynolds is he's funny and he's a good actor and he's charming.
What's a nice place like you doing in a girl like this?
I don't think he's all that handsome. I think his personality makes him more handsome than he actually is.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going just by looks alone, no, Chris Evans. But if you're going by all the things that make somebody charming and attractive, then definitely Ryan Reynolds. Because again, it's his personality. If you just looked at Ryan Reynolds by himself and took away that stellar, amazing, charming personality, he's not that good looking.
All right. Who are you spending the weekend with, though?
Chris Evans.
You're going to spend the weekend with Chris Evans.
I want to have sex. I can laugh anytime. I want to have sex.
All right. Chris Evans or 2011's sexiest man, Bradley Cooper.
Again, do not think Bradley Cooper's attractive. Never got the Bradley Cooper thing. Well, that's the reason why. Originally, I wanted Anderson Cooper. Then I found out he was gay. I was like, well, that's not happening. And now Bradley Cooper's my only opportunity to be Cooper.
Right.
Yeah. So, he's, again, seems like an awesome guy. Seems like he's super fun. I think he was attractive when he was very young. I don't find him attractive. He's handsome, but he's just not my type.
Chris Evans or Adam Levine?
No. Was Adam Levine sexiest man alive? I forgot about that.
2013.
Yeah. No, that's weird. Yeah. No, that's a PR stunt. He is not sexy. Where's Harry Styles? Was he ever sexiest man alive?
22 Chris Evans or 2014's Chris Hemsworth?
Oh, but you, come on. Don't even, you know that Chris Hemsworth is my number one. To me, he is the sexiest
man
on the planet.
Or Keanu.
Chris Hemsworth.
Always
going with Chris Hemsworth, unless we're talking about Keanu Reeves. Like Keanu Reeves is number two. Chris Hemsworth is number one.
All right, so. Chris Evans or David Beckham?
That's a tough one. You know what it is with David Beckham? He's very handsome. I love all those tattoos. He's sexy as hell. But he strikes me as being kind of dumb. And I feel like dumbness takes it away, whereas Chris Evans seems like he's smart. So I'm going Chris Evans.
All right, Chris Evans or Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He'd break you in half.
That's why I'd be interested.
You're the size of his arm.
Yeah, I know. I'd be into that.
All right. Chris Evans or 2017's sexiest man, which was Blake Shelton.
No, he's not sexy. Again, that's another PR move. Please. Gwen Stefani's PR people were like, here, put him on there. No. Where's Harry Styles? Did he make the list
John
yet?
Legend?
No, I don't find him attractive.
Michael B. Jordan.
He's good looking. But you know what? I'm not going to judge on him because he's way too young for me and it's not age appropriate. And it feels completely inappropriate to say anything about him physically or sexually.
Paul Rudd or Chris Evans?
Oh, Paul Rudd.
You're taking Paul Rudd?
Yes, of course. Everyone's taking Paul Rudd. Paul Rudd's number three on my list. Paul Rudd is number three on every woman's list. There's not a woman alive that Paul Rudd is not number three on her list.
Harry Styles or Paul Rudd?
Harry Styles.
Harry Styles, Keanu Reeves.
Harry Styles.
Harry Styles or Thor?
Chris Hemsworth.
Also, Chris is number one.
I'm telling you, when I say he's number one, I mean like he is literally number one. There is not a better looking man on the planet, and there never will be. Chris Hemsworth is the best looking, sexiest. He's funny. He's charming. He's smart. Oh, I envy his wife.
You'll sit through a stupid Thor movie to watch him.
Oh, I've never seen his movies.